Coast Radio Newswatch. News, traffic, weather, sport.
A man who allegedly killed the mother of his children in Mpumalanga province has been traced to the Durban CBD. The 40-year-old has been on the run since February 2023 after he allegedly killed his children's mother in Volksrust. It's understood the suspect initially fled to Eswatini, where he allegedly killed another woman that he was romantically involved with. KZN SAPS spokesperson Robert Nichiwunda says the man was arrested at a lodge in the Durban CBD yesterday.
Police in Durban gathered information about his whereabouts. During his arrest, the suspect was planning to kill the children he had fathered with the woman that he killed in Volksrust. The suspect has been handed over to the police in Mpumalanga, where he will face his crime.
The South African Depression and Anxiety Group says its new free platform to support educators is aimed at building better schools. The online support group was launched on Wednesday. SADC says it's for anyone in the education sector experiencing anxiety, burnout or emotional stress. Here's the group's Lynn Labuskagne.
Educators will gain access to practical coping strategies and self-care techniques tailored to the unique pressures of school environments. They'll also get a lot of psychoeducation on stress, burnout, boundaries, managing emotional well-being. The group aims to equip educators not only to survive, but to actually thrive in their roles. And they need that space to be able to grow and share and feel validated.
Moving to Gauteng, Action SA leader Herman Mashaba has announced Xolani Khumalo as the party's mayoral candidate for Ekurhuleni. The anti-crime activist will lead the party's campaign in the metro for next year's local government elections. Speaking in Tembisa this morning, Mashaba said Khumalo is the right candidate to root out crime and corruption.
A leader who will restore dignity to the forgotten communities in our city. Someone who will deliver services for all residents of Ekurhuleni.
And abroad, Japan is about to have its first female prime minister. The ruling Liberal Democratic Party has chosen Sune Takaichi as its new leader. The 64-year-old has pledged to clamp down on rising prices and immigration and strengthen the country's military. She'll need to be confirmed by its parliament later this month. And back home, there's a yellow level 4 warning for damaging winds today. It affects the coast between Port Edward and Cape Vidal, as well as the adjacent interior of KZN. The same alert is in place between Mthunzini and Nkosi Bay, as well as the adjacent interior tomorrow morning. There's also a yellow level 2 warning for severe thunderstorms over the Midlands and southern KZN tomorrow afternoon. Durban's reaching a high of 24 degrees, Richards Bay and Ulundi 28, Pietermaritzburg and the Berg 27, Ladysmith 31, Newcastle and Moy River 30, Kokstad 26 and 22 for Margate. Morning swells are reaching 4.5 metres at the Durban beach tomorrow, with sunrise at 29 minutes past 5. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.